This is a very powerful step that this state government is taking. And as complicated as it is as simple as it is. Every relationship is about trust at the end of the day, if it's a husband and wife, if it's friendship, and citizens to their government. It's about trust. The recent rash of wrongdoing by legislators in Albany has shaken the public confidence, the public trust in government. You hear about it from one end of this state to the other. It's not that corruption in government is new. In many ways, it's the oldest drama, how power corrupts. But it is inexcusable. To me, public corruption is a double crime. It's the underlying crime, and then it's the crime of breaching the public trust, because when you're an elected official especially, you put yourself in a special position. You go to the people of this state, the people of your district, and you say, trust me, I'm here to serve you. So breaching that trust, violating that trust, to me is a separate and inexcusable offense. Our obligations as elected officials is first and foremost to make sure the wrongdoers are punished and that the punishment is sure and swift. And second, to make sure there is a system in place that is working to prevent the wrongdoing in the first place, the right policing procedures and the right prosecution procedures when a wrongdoer is actually caught and convicted. I tried to pass comprehensive legislation this past session that would do just that. It was sweeping and broad legislation, campaign finance, public finance, electoral reforms. That legislation did not pass the legislature. Your mission, therefore, is to accomplish what the legislation, I believe, would have accomplished. Your mission is to put a system in place that says, A, we're going to punish the wrongdoers, and to the extent people have violated the public trust, they will be punished. Two, there is a system in place so the public should feel confident that if there is wrongdoing going on, there's a system in place that will catch those people and make sure it doesn't happen again. I don't believe people are naive. I believe people are sophisticated. I think they know that there's going to be corruption in government, that there's always been corruption in government, but they want to know that there is a system in place that somebody is watching. And that's what they're really questioning about state government now. Is there a system in place that is effective at preventing this? And if people do wind up breaking the law, is there a system in place that's going to catch them? That's your mission. I believe with the credibility of this commission, you can go a long way towards restoring that public trust. I believe there has never been a more credible group of law enforcement professionals assembled in this state on this type of commission, period. This is truly a unique convening of the most seasoned, the most credible, the most experienced law enforcement professionals and government professionals that has been brought together. And I think the convening itself and your assemblage itself will go a long way towards telling the public they have a government that they can trust because someone is watching and people with experienced eyes are actually watching the system. This comes at a good time. It comes at a time when the JCOPE agency is going to be filing new public disclosure forms. The law was changed last year to require more disclosure from elected officials, more financial disclosure, more personal disclosure, business relationships, etc. That law actually takes effect now to the extent that information is now going to be made public. So there will be unprecedented disclosure and unprecedented transparency by elected officials. Never before have elected officials put forth this much information. So transparency and disclosure will be prong one. Prong two, your mission, enforcement. And there is no substitute for enforcement. and any system and any set of laws are only as good as the enforcement mechanism behind them.